Tom, thanks for joining us. Long arduous trip down to Luneaton and 90 minutes that you'll probably want to forget.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've been distinctly average today at best. That's not to take anything away from Luneaton. They played well, they defended well, but we struggled to get into the game today. We were poor on the ball, poor off the ball. Second to second balls, we didn't win enough headers. We were poor all over the park today.
What do you put it down to? Because obviously you've had a look at this, a team who have been struggling in division. Obviously FC's away form has been equally as poor. Only one win in 159 days against York City.
Yeah.
Did they surprise you in their attack this afternoon compared to what you've been looking at and how they perform ordinarily?
Yeah, that's something that we've spoke about. Obviously, it's getting around the non-league system now that we play three at the back, and teams are probably figuring us out a little bit. So we've spoke about changing. We didn't think we could do it for today because we hadn't had time to work on it. It's something, if you're changing system, we don't just want to drop on the lads. So it is something that we'll look at doing. But credit to them, they've played well, they've defended well, and they're a good solid side. Again, another full-time team, but different type of game today. They're fighting for their lives, and nobody wants a relegation on their CV, and you could see that today. They battled for every single ball, and we were second best.
I mean, from the word go, they played such a high line. I don't think I've seen a team play such a high line. The back four were primarily playing as midfield players, and the midfield players were only within about 5 yards, and they won pretty much every second ball. Didn't give any of our midfield players an opportunity to really out play, and that suffocated the team, didn't it, really?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, they pinned us in. They made it difficult for us. That's what you've got to do in a football match. And like I say, we were second best, and they did that well today. It's something that we will look at. We'll watch that game back again. It was a heavy pitch. It didn't let us play our normal game. We like to get the ball down, as you know. Obviously, had to make a few changes in the side. That's not making excuses, because obviously we bring these lads in and we believe in every single one of them. We still do. That doesn't change after today. It's just one of them days, a bad day at the office for me.
Well, those changes, obviously, two players making their debut today, as in full 90 minutes.
Yeah.
How do you think they fared?
Yeah, I thought Danny did very well, to be fair. I thought he was one of the better players. Terrell, the other... First 90 minutes?
First full 90 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, Terrell started well, probably faded off the game a little bit. He started well in the first 10 minutes. But again, they're new to each other. They barely knew each other from Adam to start of the game, so it's a difficult one. Obviously, we've lost five of our starting 11 for the game today, so it was always going to be difficult. But we believe in these lads, and we thought we had enough to get something from the game today. Obviously not.
1-0 at half time, in a game, as we said, dominated really by them. The pressure rising and the work rate from FC was certainly there, but at the same time, we just weren't up with them. What was said at half time to try and change things around?
We changed shape. So we tried, obviously, Joel Senior and Wizzo were getting quite a bit of joy down that side. It's a difficult job, that wing back job, though. They've got a lot of ground to cover. So we went to 4-4-2, getting Joel and Linny pushed on a little bit. I thought we did better second half, but still not good enough and not what we expect to be.
Not many chances in front of goal.
No.
A couple of opportunities that we made the look ourselves down the left-hand side, and you getting the ball across and didn't quite come off for us. Some of our supporters in during the game on the radio were a little perplexed why you didn't bring on Gilchrist. When we were chasing a goal and you brought on a midfield player. Could you just maybe give us an idea of the reasons why you did that?
The first two, we wanted to get the wingers on because we thought that's where we'd get the joy. And then Terrell was just tiring a little bit, so that's where Jones had come on in the midfield. Myself and Connor have been good at getting late goals of late, so it's just one of them things. We did feel like it could come for us. It just wants to be today.
Few days rest now until Tuesday in training session, then a training session on Thursday, which will be a little bit of a different training session, I would expect, because obviously the game against Chorley comes on the Friday. So how do you change things around during the training? Will you maybe get him on Monday and do a Wednesday, or you used to do Tuesday and then a light training session on the Thursday?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do the Tuesday as normal, and then the Thursday will be a very, very light, looking at different shapes, looking at different formations kind of training session. Potentially working on a few set pieces and things like that as well, because we're coming across a lot of teams that have got at least three or four different set pieces. So it's something that we can put into our game as well, and a Thursday night quiet session will give us a chance to do that.
And as you say, again, today playing against a full-time team, we know there are several of those clubs in this division that are full-time. But you're going to be looking at those players that are have started today perhaps for next week as well, or are you going to have a think about maybe changing that around against a different time? Chorley, we know them very, very well. They've just lost Norton, Horton, their key goal scorer, so it's going to be a different type of game, more of a derby game.
Definitely, obviously we're at home, and recently at home we've been decent in a 3-5-2 shape, but like I said before, I think teams are starting to figure us out a little bit now, so we need something different up our sleeve to go and get the 3 points. It's valuable now that we do bounce back and go get them points.
And finally, I know obviously from a club perspective we've got no money really, but are you still looking at trying to bring players in? So obviously today, you know, a new player coming in Danny, and I thought personally you could see the quality of a player who's not played for 2 years. I thought a testament he lasted the full 90 minutes. But you're still out looking for players to try and take us, you know, forward and that extra step.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see that there's tired legs out there. We looked a little bit lethargic and a little bit slow today, so it is difficult with the budget that we've got. But we're actively looking for new signings, and if somebody's good enough to come in, then they'll come in.
Well, listen, as always, thanks for being open and honest. A game, perhaps, that I think if we play for another hour and a half, might have been still a 1-0 result. But good luck for next week.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.